You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible passage is John chapter 5. We will read verse 5 to 14. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another stepped down before me." Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day, it is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed." He answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk." Then asked they him, "What man is that we said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place." Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee." This is quite a sobering story. And there are many things the Lord is showing us from this passage. I want us to focus on one aspect of this story. Did you notice this man? He didn't know who healed him. That is to tell you the condition of the man. He had been there for 38 years. He had infirmities. He probably could not even see, or he could not see well. 38 years, he was in pain. But look at what Jesus said in verse 14. "Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee." That means that that man was in that condition for 38 years because of sin. Sin is a very terrible thing. I want to ask you, do you think that man was the only man who had sinned? Probably not. But look at what sin made his own life to become. Sin is destructive, brethren. That's why Jesus came to set us free from sin. And Jesus warned him, "Don't go and sin again." It was sin that brought that sickness upon him. Sin can make a man sick. Sick can bring sickness upon a man. Sin can waste a life. 38 years wasted because of sin. I was just wondering, what kind of sin could that be? By nature of sin, I know that sin always gives a temporary pleasure and eternal destruction if the person does not repent and get saved. But this man was there for 38 years because of sin. His condition was so bad, he could not even see the person that healed him. So when Jesus was asking him, "Do you want to be made whole?" he didn't see Jesus. He was probably blind. How can a person be blind and have infirmities and lie down in one place and suffer for years? Imagine what that man would have gone through. How does he go to the toilet? How does he pee? How does he eat? Who gave birth to him? This man must have parents. Where are his parents? Where were his brothers, his sisters, and so on? My brothers and sisters in Christ, don't play with sin. No. Don't say, "Well, that man is adulterous, but at least he's prospering." Don't go and try it. Ananias and Sapphira, they lied, and they died instantly. Peter lied 3 times. In fact, it was the one that they came to lie before him, and they died. Don't go and sin because you cannot see immediate consequence in the life of somebody committing the same kind of sin. You do not know the damage that sin can do to your life. I'm telling you, a lot of people are sick today. I'm not saying everyone, because of sin. I pray that you will repent. And Jesus told that man, don't go and sin again, or worse thing will happen to you. Sin bring worse thing to a man. And I'm wondering, if somebody was in this condition for 38 years, what could be the worst thing that could happen to him? It means that sin had not finished with this man. Sin could deal with him much more severely. Ah, sin is a terrible thing. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to anyone. Brethren, we thank God for the cross of Jesus, and on account of that, have nothing to do with sin. Please don't be around sin. If they are doing it in your office, say no. The Bible says, if sinners entice thee, don't consent. Run away from every form and shape of sin. I pray the Lord will keep you till the end, in Jesus' name. You can please reach us on this WhatsApp number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org, and our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.